True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on the KNC Masterpiece. Today, we are at Taco Bueno, 1419 North Collins in Arlington, right around the corner from AT&T Stadium, and we got tons of giveaways to go through today. We got some Tolo Trucker hats for you, some party boxes from Taco Bueno, and so much more. It's myself and Alec Medford, and that's it for the show today.
Wrong.
Okay, we do have Kevin Hagelin
here, live from Las Vegas, and I would like to apologize to Sean and RJ. I definitely had to steal something in the media room to make this happen, but don't worry about that. We did it.
Can you tell me what you stole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I stole someone else's table and moved their stuff and absolutely stole their cord so I could connect. Hey, don't worry about that. We're under a deadline, okay?
I like it, dude. I like it. I like
that
the approach.
Part quiet. There's other people in here.
Hey, that's okay, man. They're going to have to deal with it while the show is rocking today. It's good to hear you. Good to see you. You can see him on the fan cam as well. We got Jerry Jones coming up here at 10:30. But right now, it is time for some NFL overreaction or reality. Kevin, take it away.
All right, let's do this. Now, by the way, quick bonus. I'm not saying it's going to happen 100%, but I'm also working on this. And if I could steal a cord to get on the air, I could probably make it happen. Overreaction or reality, Alec is going to be sad if I have Triple H and The Undertaker sitting right next to me.
Oh, my man. God. Is that
another
thing?
I don't at this moment, but they're coming.
Man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's going to be a heartbreaker. I already had to watch. I had, like, a very intense close-up of RJ trying all of the stuff on Zoom from the State Fair.
Oh, it was
so that was a great way to give me FOMO. Mm-hmm. And then I just inhaled some of the taco scent in here at Taco Bueno. I was like, okay, I'll be fine. But then you have to dunk on me with that?
Are you gonna lean in and talk to these fellas? Like, is this part of the, are they going to be on our air today? What's happening here?
That's what I'm working on. And so they have to be determined times, but I'm in here and I've already up to no good. I'm up to my old stealing ways. And if they're going to be here, obviously I'm going to try to make that happen. The table I stole is at the very front of the room. So look, like, that's just common sense.
You remember the time we were doing at the Super Bowl, and we were supposed to have one of the TCU players on, Jahan, it was Dotson, though.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs sat down at our table, and we just talked to him for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
And then they were like, hey, by the way, Dotson got in a wreck in the parking lot.
What?
And we were like, can we talk to Stephon Diggs instead? And
so, yeah, same thing. I also have their placard, so if they're like, hey, we're supposed to meet with this show, I'm just going to put that over our fan placard, which is right here. And so I have the other placard too. So I'm just going to be like, yes, that is us. And so for some reason, they continue to call me Zach during an interview. Just go with it, okay?
Gotcha. All right.
NFL overreaction or reality. George Pickens can run good routes for this Cowboys team.
Yes, he can. That's a reality. He can run good routes for this team. He's got to do his part to run block, he's got to do his part to ensure that he's drawing attention from other other safeties and secondary players in this game. Otherwise, this team is gonna struggle, man. Like, that is part of this NFL football game, is everybody has to do their job, and if they do not do their job, then the coach can't call plays correctly. The quarterback can't look around and see the field the right way. So he has to, and I think he can as well.
It's a reality, and what is also a reality, Kevin, is does he want to? You know, that's the question.
I mean, I would hope so, right?
Yeah, that feels like throughout the game, like, his emotions change throughout each quarter. It feels like he's really invested at times, and then sometimes you can tell he's really fed up with the guy lining up in front of him, maybe, and he's trying to flip him over. You know, it's going to be very, very situational, but yes, it is a reality. He can and he will. It's just, will it be consistent?
Kevin showing us around the media center at in Las Vegas right now.
For Canelo and Crawford, since somebody asked about that, overreaction or reality, despite all the attempts they made to fix it, the Texans' offensive line still sucks.
Yeah,
Only one game, but
my buddy, who's a Texans fan, was not very pleased with what he saw, and he's very, and what the great thing, Kevin, is, like, he's in a group with all Cowboys fans on the chat, and so he's just like, I don't even want to talk about it, guys, and so, but they still have time, but that offense doesn't look like it's gotten any better this offseason.
Yeah, that's a reality, and it's a sad reality for a guy like C.J. Stroud, who deserves to have a little bit of improvement, a little bit of a sense of urgency. I think he's good enough to invest in the talent around him. So, I, you know, just as a fan of good football, I wish that he had better supporting cast members around him. But, no, it hasn't gotten any better. I mean, I heard Rappaport on the pregame show last night say that nobody in the league knew Laremy Tunsil was available for trade until Adam Peters called up his old college roommate and said, hey, could we make this happen? And they're like, oh, yeah, for the right price. And they made the deal happen in 2 days, so they shipped off their best player.
Now, Corey, I know you'll like this one because I feel like you've kind of been warning everybody about this. Overreaction or reality? Oh, hey, it looked like losing both your coordinators was a pretty big problem for the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Johnson had an approach with that offense. He made really good adjustments in games. He had them playing at a high level. Plus, Dan Campbell was doing a good job having them play at a high level and then, you know, buying into everything that Ben Johnson was selling. Now, Aaron Glenn, I'm not saying that this dude is the next Dave Wannstedt or, you know, Bill Belichick or great defensive coordinator or anything like that, but the dude had his defense prepared. And quite honestly, what did he do last year? A lot of good work with patchwork, right? Because they had so many, they were decimated by the end of the season, and he was just trying to put something good out there, and he did. And now that they're gone, they have to adjust. They have to learn both their offense and defense right now. I know the coaches were like, oh, it's going to be pretty much the same, but it's always going to be a little bit different when you hear a different voice in your ears while you're calling plays.
It's a reality, and I'm dumb because I said that, hey, like, I was the guy that was preaching, hey, you know, the concept doesn't just die when Ben Johnson leaves, you know. When Aaron Glenn leaves, they're still going to play defense. They're still going to have some of those same ideas and stuff. It has not looked anything like that. So I'm just going to go ahead and eat my crow now here in week two. Yum. And say that I was wrong.
We got all this Taco Bueno, and he's trying to eat crow.
Yeah.
You know, what's up with that?
Yeah. Yeah, what is up with that? Real quick one for you then. Overreaction or reality? Sam Darnold will not make it through the season as Seattle's starting quarterback.
I don't think he will. I think that's a reality. I think at some point they're going to turn their attention to future and what they want to do with the future.
Jalen Milroe.
And that they already have some packages drawn up for him, already have some ideas on how they want to utilize him. They just got to get him comfortable on the field. Sam Darnold's going to give them opportunities, but I don't know how much he's going to take away from what he learned from Kevin O'Connell. And not having his voice in his ear while he's out on the field, does that affect him? So I think it's going to be a struggle for him this year.
Yeah, that's a reality. I do think it was a pure panic move in terms of money to go get Sam Darnold to move on from Geno. And I think that it was a perfect situation for Sam last year, and he just doesn't have that same concept and that same scheme to run with in Seattle. So reality for me.
All right, guys, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, the Rangers' final 15 and DeGrom's return to New York. It comes up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, live from Taco Bueno in Arlington on 105.3 The Fan.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He got him with a slider that was down. And at that time, he went away. Normally, he'll go kind of down and in sometimes on that pitch. But here, he goes down and away to strike out Alvarez for the second out.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Got Jerry Jones coming up in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. And, Kevin, we are live today from Taco Bueno in Arlington, 1419 North Collins, and we got Tolo Trucker hats, so much more to give away throughout the day, but I did want to throw this in real quick, Kevin, before we get to the DeGrom de facto that's going to be going on today. We have an ultimate fan watch party next Monday that we're going to be giving away. You got to get ready for this thing, dude. It is a chance to watch a Cowboys game with us October 5th. At the team meeting room at the Star in Frisco. Cowboys cheerleaders, former players, and we're feeding you to thank you for being amazing, Tolo. So get ready for that. That's going to start with Sean and RJ on Monday, and then we'll be having ours, and then G-Bag as well. Kevin, it is time for Jacob DeGrom to throw a perfect game because somehow we lost ground in the wild card. We are now no longer 1.5 back, but that's okay, gentlemen, because 2 is actually easier to get back to 1. So I think we're going to be okay.
All right, but you're also only 2 back in the division now, all right? So I hear what you're saying. We'll never overcome 1.5. So we're also only 2 back in the division. So it actually evened out. So don't worry about that part. And plus, Corey, I know you said this earlier, and the Mets have had a roller coaster season, but you're rolling into Citi Field against a Mets team that right now absolutely sucks.
Yeah, and Pete Alonso was talking about that recently too, and saying it's just our plight right now. We're struggling to get this thing rolling. But Kevin, this is a great thing to see because there are a couple of really good series down the stretch here. This is one of those that I think this weekend can really give the Rangers an opportunity to go into New York, have a big-time experience, because New York's a city that everything's kind of popping in there. And I think they can use that for the rest of the stretch down the road.
And what I really liked about Jacob DeGrom is he like accepted the idea that this is a big deal, right? Like, he didn't go, oh, it's just another game.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He goes, I'm excited to go pitch at Citi Field. That's where my career started. It holds a special place in my heart. And he was like, all these games are very important. Same for them with the spot that they're in. It's going to be fun. We got to win. They've got to win. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. So, like, I love that he set it up like that. Like, the Mets, especially with the run that they've been on, they need to win these games. The Rangers, they need to win these games. You've got DeGrom back in New York, where obviously he was pitching in God mode so often for them. Like, it's just an amazing setup. Not just the series, but, like, that game in particular.
Yeah, it's nice to see people kind of acknowledging that this time of the year is the most, some might say, pivotal, Corey, of the season.
Pivotal.
And, you know, you guys asked Boach, like, is this the time of the year that, you know, guys are kind of scoreboard watching and stuff? Mm-hmm. And he straight up said, oh, yeah, but, you know, guys are always after the game checking
glad
in.
Glad he didn't lie to us about that.
Exactly, because I'm pretty sure Brett Boone told Sean and RJ, nah, they're focused on the game. You know, the players, they got games to play every day. And Boach is like, no, we're trying to keep an eye on stuff. And, you know, they probably know that this is going to be a more emotional series for their ace going out there in Jacob DeGrom. But it's probably going to be an emotional stretch for this team because, you know, that 1.5 game difference. Mm-hmm. It's just difficult to overcome. Thank you. I think the emotions are high right now.
You know what they say, Corey? The most difficult lead to defend in baseball is a 2-game lead. Mm-hmm. So, obviously. Mm-hmm. But you still look at it, and I still think you really have to go at least 10-5 to feel comfortable. Now, the breakdown of that might kind of change it. Like, if you went out and swept Houston, obviously that could change the dynamic. But just as a general rule, I feel like you got to look at this and think, we have to go 10-5 down the stretch to, like, really feel good about our playoff hopes.
And you know what, Kevin? As a fan, I like the way you're thinking. As Michael Hellman, I want him to think, I have to get a hit at this at-bat right now and then not even worry about 10-5 because all he has to worry – Boach tells us all the time, let's win the game today and then let's do that. But as a fan, that's the stretch. That's what we're paying attention to. Can we balance out that 10-5 record? Hell, can we go 15-0 to finish this thing off?
Look,
that
right
would be
now,
a nice thing to see.
Right now, with the way the team's playing, I'm not going to totally rule that out.
Absolutely
obviously,
not.
Corey, I don't want this to be a situation where I'm like, don't go 15-0. Yes, definitely go 15-0 with the idea that I would settle for 10-5.
And Jacob, you can go ahead and cut what Kevin just said.
No!
He said not to go 15-0 because we'll be using that for sure. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to talk to Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones live from 1419 North Collins Taco Bueno in Arlington. We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford today. We got Kevin Hagelin in Las Vegas getting ready for the Canelo-Crawford fight this weekend. By the way, I do believe that's going to be free on Netflix.
What an interesting way to describe that, as Netflix is not actually free, but I like the way that you say that.
You already have Netflix, so
hey,
it's going to be free if you already have Netflix is the idea there.
But you get what I'm saying. Like, it is confusing that people describe it like that. Hey, before Jerry, can I give you one more overreaction or reality question?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
All right, and it's going to defy all logic, and you're going to be like, no, but I think you need to accept it and consider it. Overreaction or reality? Daniel Jones can lead the Colts to the NFC South title.
Well, maybe no. That's an overreaction.
That's too fast.
Well, it would also be the AFC South title.
I'm sorry. I meant the AFC South. No, but Corey, in Las Vegas, it's actually the NFC South.
Oh, yeah.
So
okay,
with the time zones and everything like that.
I got really nervous, Kevin, because a bus pulled up outside. And
what?
It looked like the Cowboys bus. And I was I was like, oh, my gosh, is Jerry Jones walking in to talk to
Hell
us today?
Hell, yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see how that. All right, right now, though, it is time to talk with the Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how are we doing today?
Hey, Kevin, Corey, everybody else on there, sorry. But listen, that's a good idea. We ought to get that bus, or bus is. We ought to get that bus and meet up someplace, and the bus would be honored to have you proper gentry on that bus doing a podcast out of there. And we can check a box of things we've done on the bus.
Oh, man. There's a lot of things that I've thought about doing on that bus. Oh, obviously, talking with you, Jerry, would be one of them. Jerry, today we are right down the street from AT&T Stadium at Taco Bueno, the official taco of the Dallas Cowboys. Since it's so close to the stadium, do you swing through this Taco Bueno before or after the games?
Well, I do, and of course, one of the biggest customers they have, generally speaking, over the Metroplex. But obviously, we're proud of our relationship and association. You know, they're an example. When you touch these brands, Salvation Army, or you touch these brands, it just lifts you. Mm-hmm. And the more you can touch the quality brand of anything, then the more it lifts you. Ford, you know, is almost like a founding father of the country to be associated with them. So I'm a big believer that in touching and in really, if you will, being an advocate for the service or product is a way to expand the interest in the Cowboys.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense there.
Now, we've got kind of a divide-and-conquer strategy here today as I'm in Las Vegas getting ready for the Terrence Crawford-Canelo Alvarez fight. I know Canelo has fought at AT&T Stadium.
Absolutely.
What kind of a business person is he, in addition to what kind of fighter he is?
Well, he's outstanding. We've had him there at least on two, possibly three occasions. But I know him, and he's a real credit to sports in general. But boy, is he a sound individual. And the way he's approached his career and the way he's sustained his ability to compete. And then he's done it at a period of time when really you might say he's been a substantive part of maintaining boxing's profile. And I can't say enough about him. And, boy, if we ever can get him back with a big fight at AT&T Stadium, the last time he fought out there, about 30 minutes before the fight, he came down from the upper deck, and he was out in the stadium. And if my memory serves me well, he was riding some type of lift as he came down. This is before the fight.
Wow.
And, boy, I admire that. I really admire not only his attention and his interest in having the entertainment associated with it, but how he mixes in the reality of being maybe arguably the world's greatest fighter.
Now, as long as we're talking about sports figures and admiration, did you hear the Green Bay fans last night chanting, "Thank you, Jerry," after the Thursday night football game?
Well, I'll tell you, the way they're playing, the way Green Bay is playing, then I'm all for them enjoying and chanting anything that they really want to play. I understand that. You know, this is such a laydown to me with back when we traded Herschel Walker. And I just can't tell you the kinds of not criticism, but naysay when we took what arguably then was by many the best player in the NFL. And we got, of course, future picks, got players and future picks at the same time. And so if you make a move on a top player, this shouldn't surprise anybody that we would have that kind of reaction from their fan base, the other team's fan base, or for that matter, our fan base in general. And I knew this was coming almost the day I walked into training camp. I knew that if I got to make this trade, that this would be there and coming.
Now, you talk about those parallels between the Herschel Walker deal, and that is fascinating to me, but that also came at a time when the franchise was needing to rebuild. Do you see that as a parallel with this team at all?
Well, I see an allocation. I see more of an allocation here. We want to take the resources, of course, being the room under the salary cap. Now, I'm going to talk elementary. I apologize to everybody living. But we all know that whatever one player gets, the others don't get, mm-hmm. because there's a pool of dollars. And so you've got to divide it up very carefully. And that is the art of the deal. So this, as opposed to Herschel Walker, which was to basically get draft picks and was basically a recognition that we will compete on another day. This was not that. This was a very conscious trade to get 3, 4, 5, 6 players for one. Which were we better off? The one player, outstanding. He's an outstanding player. But we should be able to get, as a matter of fact, we've got one on the field. And, of course, people say, but he's no Micah. Well, I'm not going to debate that at all because Micah is very, very special. But I'll tell you this right now. By the time this happens, and as we look forward to Dak's time when we made his contract and we look forward, this was the best way to maximize our chance to get a Super Bowl for Dak.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Like, I know you were kind of talking about at the beginning of training camp, you knew if a deal had to happen in terms of a trade, some people would be very upset. How far back did any, like, internal discussions happen with the idea of, you know what, we might have to trade Micah?
Well, not have to trade. That's not the right term. How with a player of that stature and of that, if you will, color in terms of his romance, what he might be able to bring. Everybody's looking for the guy that could absolutely singly make the defense. Everybody wants that guy. And now we had him for 4 years. And you see what we did for 4 years. And so my point is, one guy doesn't do it. Now, the closest thing there is for one guy to make that much difference is a quarterback. When you start going from there, then, man, you've got to really look at allocating $100 million, $200 million and allocating that over many players and positions. That's exactly what I did.
Jerry, regarding last night's game specifically, and we had this conversation yesterday, and I'm sure you know, Utolo, what is more important to you and the organization, having Green Bay lose more games to up the value of those picks or having division rivals lose?
Well, I don't think this thing will rise and fall with a pick, which you'd be talking about this year's number one of Green Bay's.
Yeah.
I don't really think it rises and falls. We're going to be getting players in the top 30 players. We've got 2 years of getting Green Bay's top 30 player. And that should do some damage for us. And then we add that to the picks we're going to have anyway, and that should do some damage. Now, by the way, in between that time, there are 31 teams in this, 30 other teams other than the Cowboys playing without Micah right tonight. I mean, or this weekend or this week. And so, you know, there's ways to play defense and scheme that don't necessarily involve on any player, whether it be Deion Sanders looking way back or who it is. A lot of people won a lot of games and didn't have Deion Sanders on the field for them. How'd that happen? Well, that's called you've got to have about 40-something, minimum 40-something players to play this game. And so between being available with a nick or an injury, plus at the same time just availability from the numbers of snaps in a game, you can't go out there and rush the passer for 60 plays a game at all. But my point is, all of this weighs into the consideration, and it was so much thought out over the last months that we needed an opportunity to see if our trade was there.
Jerry, the yesterday we saw Jadeveon Clowney was coming through. We heard the conversation about that. Steven said that, hey, it was an opportunity to get to know him a little bit and him get to know you guys a little bit. The word was that you guys wanted to sign him and he wanted to wait to sign. Do you have an idea that maybe you would want to sign him down the road? And you don't think that maybe you could have those kind of players come through if you did have the Micah deal, because that money would already be allocated, right?
You said it. Yeah. You said it, and I agree with just how you phrased it. I had a chance to visit with his mother. He got her on the phone while I was visiting with him. And she should be proud of him, and they are proud of him, and he's a heck of a football player. But you're absolutely right. Those are the kinds of things that you can do that, by the way, has been successful in the NFL. That's not unorthodox thinking, is to now you can step out there and get you two guys. Well, those two guys, they can go out there and take 12 or 13 snaps apiece if you've got two of them, and they don't get as winded. They don't get as tired. And now you say, well, you're completely forgetting the differentiation between a talent level and, if you will, a rare talent level.
Yeah.
The more people you have on the field in a sport, the less the rare talent level of any one of them counts.
Hmm.
The more people. And we have to have, what, will you give me 22? Certainly 11.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And 22 out there at a time. So you can move around. People used to move around from Deion Sanders. Now, a lot of coaches will say it's the moving around from them that creates the impact because you've got to adjust what you're doing with your offense. I thought you coaches were adjusting what you're doing with the offense every time you went out. I'm sorry.
Jerry, when you suffer the loss of Deron Bland for at least this week, are you kind of expecting Trayvon Diggs to step up and increase his snap count, or do you have to kind of stay calm and keep him on his little ramp-up track that he's been on?
Well, I think it's, frankly, I think it's, if we need him to have a few more reps to get this game, then I'm sure we'll give him a few more reps. So it'll just be a balance. There's certainly been added a influence to the numbers of snaps the rest of these D-backs will get. Deron not being out there. But, again, that's just, boy, you plan on that back in the spring. You know this is going to happen to you.
Does that frustrate you that, like, when you just signed a guy that he gets injured, or is that just part of this business?
No, I spoke to that when we were at training camp, and I said, you know, just because we signed him doesn't mean you're going to have him.
Right.
And, of course, that happened to us last year with Dak. And then here you are with Bland. And so you have to watch thinking that your name across a piece of paper is going to absolutely mean free bubbly up and rainbow stew for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean that.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now this Sunday, Cowboys-Giants, it is outside of a divisional game. It is a historic game, the 1,000th regular season game of the Dallas Cowboys. Now a lot of people have put out articles and such about, you know, the greatest Cowboys of all time. I know you've seen a ton of them. Do you have a singular pick for the greatest Dallas Cowboys player in franchise history?
You know, I do. And I would have to say Roger Staubach because of the impetus. I mean, not impetus, but the impact that he's had on the franchise as time has gone along, as well as his playing days. Our Ring of Honor is not supposed to be about the one that threw the most touchdowns or one that made the most tackles. It's supposed to be about who has lifted the franchise to another level in their own way. So I would say that Roger certainly holds that in my eyes. And I'll never forget, I came down here. It was a rainy day. And Bum Bright fixed me up with a place to sit in his suite. To the first time I looked at the Cowboys, after in my mind, I thought I might be interested in getting involved. And he had Roger sitting with me in that suite. And basically, we were playing the Giants. Parcells was over on one sideline. Coach Landry was on the other. I had a good visit with Roger. Times were tough in Dallas then. I mean, real tough. Banks were going broke. It was quite a time. Well, about the fourth quarter, it was rainy, and boy, that crowd had really gotten down. I don't believe there were 6,000 people here because it started off with about 20. And I decided I would go down, and I went on a bleacher type. It was. And I sat on a bleacher, and that old rain was kind of drizzling down. And in the seats, there were beer cans and whiskey bottles because you couldn't sell any alcohol at Texas Stadium then. You brought it in coolers. Mm-hmm. And there were all those hundreds of beer cans and whiskey bottles, rain coming down, nobody in the stand, and Parcells whipping our butt. And I said, now, can you live with this after you've given all your money? And you're in trouble. Can you live with this? And I sat there and took that old rain. I got up, said, put me in, coach. There I can. Go. Let's go.
Jerry, multiple times in the last year, you've discussed working with your family. We saw it in the documentary on Netflix. As a dad of three myself, it would be a dream to be able to provide for them with like the security and be around them and have them that close to me working. Has it always been easy to be a dad and work with your family at the same time?
No, not at all. You can imagine. You have the same kinds of disagreements, the same kinds of differences of opinion. Just for one, look at our age difference. But something happens when you burn your ships. The old deal about making a landing on another continent and burning all the ships so your soldiers couldn't even think about going home. There's something happens with your family because there's nothing but corrections and let's do it different there. There's no burning your ships and saying, let's split, let's go. But the best way that I feel about it sums it up. I'm going to paraphrase a father's prayer.
Yeah.
And the father was praying, and I'm going to paraphrase it. But he basically said, Lord, don't let me be a bully. Because I can be, because they love me and I'm their dad. Don't let me be a bully.
I like
and,
that a lot.
That's the kind of deference, I think. And I know they've got it over on the other side. Can you imagine being one of my three children and sitting there over the years and working with me through things? Well, they've done it. And most of the ideas that I do get credit for that have turned out good were theirs. And they executed them. So this has been a smart move as well as a move that I'm proud of. I wouldn't take anything for having spent all these years with them like this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And before we let you go, last one here for you, Jerry. Is there any one of the Giants that you want Dak to provoke to get ejected before the game this week?
Oh, boy. Man, I'll tell you this. I like to have dropped my teeth. I started seeing him walk off because he's such a fabulous football player.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I guess the man up here is evening up. We don't have Micah. They're letting us have him. Let's even this thing up. I'll tell you, I had dreams of if we could have stepped up there and beat that world champion that opening game. That's the kind of thing that you never forget, ever. I am proud of the way we played, but we all know that doesn't get the job done.
Right.
But I'm sure am encouraged by what I saw.
Well, thanks a lot, Jerry. Good luck on Sunday, and we will get back with you next Friday, good sir.
Okay, great. Sure, enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Jerry Jones, GM, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, right here on 105.3 The Fan. You can hear him every Friday at 10:30. Kevin, I'm trying to figure out the clock here. Do you want to bounce out of this one?
No. Do you want to kick it over to some Thursday Night Football? Obviously, a game of some consequence last night.
Let's roll. Last night was a good game, Kevin, for me, in my mind, because I predicted that Green Bay would win, and I was right. So
you don't want us to have a better draft pick?
I want division rivals to lose and fail, and I want to laugh at their losses and failures. I mean, that goes with the Astros and Mariners, too, Kevin. That's a big factor there. But also, it did stink, though, because I was going up against Tucker Kraft in fantasy football, and he kind of went off last night, so that stunk.
So I'm a little... Not a little. I am more than a little concerned about the early flashes from the Green Bay defense. This is probably the best two-game stretch they've had to start a season since 96. And guess what? They won the Super Bowl in 96. Their pressure rate on Jaden Daniels, that was the highest pressure rate he's ever faced in his career. And I know, obviously, there's a component of that is Micah. And I don't want to undersell that whatsoever. But it's more than just him. Like, that team is getting to the quarterback in a scary way.
They got a few good picks they put on that defensive side of the ball. And offensively, like, they just roll out receivers. They're like, let's draft a new receiver every year. And then they just re-sign Christian Watson, and he's standing on the sideline in a super amazing amount of chains, too. I don't know if you saw those last night on him.
What is an amazing amount of chains?
He looked like Mr. T almost.
I guarantee you I'll see more than that Alec, this weekend.
Yeah, probably so. Alec, was it frustrating to see how many times Micah got the holding call last night
instead of all those
times we didn't get him?
Dude, I think my favorite thing in just two games of him not being a Dallas Cowboy is seeing all the Green Bay fans on social media just complaining nonstop about why are they not calling this? And I'm like, hey, we've dealt with this for years. You can shut your mouth and enjoy the fact that you have a franchise cornerstone on that defensive line, because I was fed up with it too. We know, and everybody wanted to dismiss it. When he was a Cowboy, outside of Cowboys land, everybody wanted to dismiss it, but now it's a reality.
Kevin, you saw it last night. Whenever he was around Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels had to move and then was off platform.
Yes.
And you can take all the numbers that Micah accumulates through his career, but the biggest impact was always he was either pushing somebody into and around the quarterback, or his body was somewhere close, and that causes problems.
Especially early in the season. Like, I am really curious to see how the entirety of the season goes for Micah Parsons, especially since this looks like in Green Bay and absolutely a playoff team. I know we'll have to wait and see about that. A couple of pretty big injuries coming out of that for the Commanders. They fear that Austin Eckler tore his Achilles, and then Ian Rappaport and I guess the Packers confirmed that Jaden Reed has suffered a fractured collarbone. So he's going to go on the injured reserve, obviously, at least 4 games out. But they said they expect him back this season. But LaFleur even was like, hey, he's going to be out for quite a while.
Yeah, and then Wise, you saw him. I mean, that looked that was heartbreaking. Watching Bobby Wagner saying "We got you," and then just seeing his red eyes, the tears that were coming. That was a tough night last night. Kevin, coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to talk with our friend Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.